Hey Ari, thanks so much for sharing your story with us. Can you tell us a little bit more about yourself, who you are, and what you do?
So I am a virtual CFO and money coach. I have been doing that for a couple of years, working with online coaches and consultants and just kind of helping them work with their finances to grow their businesses. Personally, I'm also a mom of an almost 1-year-old. He'll be one this weekend. Yeah, that's actually, I guess that's it.
What was your life like before the program?
I was really stressed out. I was in a place in my business where I didn't really know like what to do. Like I was just kind of in this place where it was like I was just pushing up against a wall pretty much and had been for several months. And then I also was experiencing some health issues that came due to stress, chronic migraines, fatigue, and just kind of like not in a good place health-wise. And I know, being a new mom definitely like added to that, right? Because all of a sudden I was like doing everything for everybody else and not really taking care of myself. And so, yeah, just like really stressed out and overwhelmed would be the words I would describe myself with.
And then what made you realize that, you needed help, or what were you seeking, and what did you come in to change?
So I knew just because like I had been learning about like the brain and the way that beliefs and emotions kind of affect us, like I kind of knew that this specific area of my life could be changed by this kind of work. And then in like meeting you and talking to you and like really getting an understanding of what it is that you do and how it all works, right? And like kind of increasing that understanding. This type of work made so much more sense. And I could tell that it was going to be so much more transformational than just, like getting another coach, or like specifically working on my business. Like I kind of hit this wall where I knew, like these aren't business problems, these are me problems. And so like I knew if I could kind of get in my brain and like tweak it, that would make a world of difference.
And I know this method is a little different for everybody, but what did you expect going in?
I expected it to be more, which is funny because I just like my last answer, but I guess I expected it to be more like mentally like strategy based, and just kind of like more like brain focused of like this is what your thoughts look like and this is how to like shift your thoughts and like really kind of going back to that piece of it. But then like it was so much more of like, well, your emotions are what are controlling your thoughts. So let's actually go like a step underneath that and work on your emotions and how those are showing up in your thoughts. And like that, I actually didn't expect it to be so much of that.
Yeah. And what you touched on was basically you thought you were going to override your emotions and kind of force yourself to do the things that you needed to do, whereas here it's like just clearing up the emotions that are preventing you from doing the work initially. So did you feel like as you were going through the experience that you didn't have to force yourself to do the things that you had to because you never had to override your emotions anymore? How was that experience like for you?
Yeah, that was really great because kind of like you just said, like it wasn't about like the thoughts. It wasn't like, oh, I'm having this negative thought and I'm just gonna like stop having this negative thought. Like that's not what we did. It was like being able to go underneath that, the thoughts weren't even there so much anymore. And so it wasn't like my experience of it was just really transform like I am still experiencing the effects of certain things that we worked on months ago. And I think that that comes from the fact that it was on that deeper level because like my thoughts are going to be different every day, but if the thing that's controlling them is no longer controlling them, then like that's going to have lasting effects. And so, yeah, does that, I don't know if I answered that one.
No, that makes sense. And I'll give context to that too, is so a lot of people suppress their emotions. And so when you suppress your emotions, you carry that same emotion with you from day one to day, you know, 365, mm-hmm. or, you know, even a few years after. This is why a lot of people don't get over their emotional hangups that's happened to them at an earlier age or earlier time, is because they've never fully resolved it. So what you're speaking about is that you've fully resolved your emotional, you know, hang up with a specific problem, so that you never really had to address, and never really had to come back again. And you're seeing compounding effects from that work because you never had to touch it again. Does that sound like it was?
Yeah.
So you and I were talking about this yesterday. And I hope you don't mind me sharing about one of the hurdles that you overcame when experiencing the program was being a coach. You've learned how to just switch on and off of, I don't want to feel this feeling anymore. And so you've learned the skill to coach yourself out of feeling. Mm-hmm. And in this process, it required you to tap into that emotion. And I know a lot of coaches, when they go through this program, they experience similar patterns where they've learned to, you know, feeling an emotion or feeling angry is not going to help my situation. So what's the point of feeling angry? But if you feel deep down still angry, and then you, what I encourage peak clients to do is sit with that anger, so then we could fully resolve it, so it doesn't have to come back, as opposed to completely, you know, sweeping it under the rug. What's the term that I constantly use? Sweeping it under the rug and tripping on it every day. But that required a little bit of work from you, and also a new way of processing emotions. So it was completely different from your training. And with that, you know, you had to put your coach hat on. Can you tell me more about the experience that you had and what that was like for you?
Yeah. So at first it was like really scary. I would not consider myself like a vulnerable person. And so like it took me a bit to really be like, no, like it's like, it is safe to just fully feel these feelings. It is safe to express these feelings. It is safe to just have these feelings. Because like you said, like I have learned, and like it has served me well to be able to be like, oh, okay, like I'm feeling this emotion. I don't want to feel this emotion anymore. Let me like work my way through it, either, you know, solve the problem or like shift it, whatever. And that has served me well. But at the same time, like it obviously wasn't, right? Because like there are still these, like, even if I swept most of it away, there is still this pile up that was getting under my rug, to like use your analogy. And so what I had to do was really like trust you, honestly. And it was like, there came a point where I had to sit with myself and be like, look, you hire this girl because you trust her. And like, she knows, like, she's the expert here. Like, just let go and like trust you to do what you do best and like to help me through this. And like that realization of like, we are on the same team. She's, even though it's uncomfortable, even though this is different than what I think should be done or like how I coach my clients, like she knows what she's doing. She's not going to lead me down somewhere that's going to harm me. And really like learning to just trust you and like trust that you're leading me through this process in the way that is like for my fullest good. At first it was like scary. And then like, as soon as I did it, like our sessions, it was like, you cleared this, like, oh, it's only been 30 minutes. And like, you just cleared this. And it was like so much easier and so much faster. And like, I wish I hadn't spent, you know, like the first 4 or 5 sessions, like trying to do it my way. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and that's awesome. And it really is, it's a challenge for most coaches, just because you are so used to doing it your way and it's served you so well that it can be difficult to let go of that idea when presented something new. And this is definitely not something mainstream. This process is completely different, and it's very deep. It's a full deep dive where we're going to lift up that rug and sweep what's under there, so you never have to look at it again. and completely throw it in the trash. So it's no longer even in your house. Mm-hmm. So what did you achieve during our your process? What's like for you before, and how has it changed you now? You said that you're still feeling compounding effects from the sessions that we did months ago. What was that like?
It's been great. I'm actually, I'm a more vulnerable person now, like when emotions pop up, and I think that's been like a game changer for me in, for myself, for all my relationships, like what I'm going to get to teach my kid later. Like I'm a more vulnerable person because I'm not running from my emotions. I'm kind of like, okay, cool. Like I'm feeling this thing. Like here's some space to fill the thing and like go through it. I would say like I gave up a lot of like perfectionist ways. I think that was like a huge, huge thing that popped up in multiples of our sessions of like me being like needing to be perfect in order to be like good enough, and how that shows up and like causes so much stress for me, or like caused so much stress for me, because obviously I'm not perfect and I'm gonna make mistakes. That was a really big one. Surprisingly, and this is actually something like just being a money coach, right? And like being an accountant for people, I had some money stories that popped up that I was so embarrassed, right? Which like compounds, right? Because not only is it the story, but now I'm embarrassed about the story and the emotions. And those came out and I was able to work through those. And so like, I'm able to help my clients better. My finances look better. I'm showing up in a different way. I would say those are some like the biggest ones. And just like having learned to trust you on a really deep level. Like I said, that vulnerability piece, and like I trust other humans better than I did before working with you, which I think has changed my life. It's changed the way I show up in relationships. It's changed the way my work looks. Like it's just been phenomenal.
Aw, I'm so happy. Is there anything else that you want to add? I don't have any other questions.
Just that like working with you is one of the greatest experiences ever. Like I cannot express my gratitude enough to the way that like you've helped me, and like I'm so, so thankful that like you're a part of my life, honestly. If anybody is on the fence or like curious, like she's not paying me to say this, I swear. But like, if you're curious, like this is so, so worth it. You will get results that like you don't even realize. And like, even some of the tools, she doesn't just leave you in a place where you're like reliant on working with her forever. Like you are a fuller person, like with her in your pocket, if that kind of makes sense.
Yeah. So thank you for adding that. I don't even get to share that. Hopefully the goal is to give people some skills and tools in their belt so that they can learn to manage their emotions without me in it. You're absolutely right. Yeah. I just want to say thank you. Thank you so much for sharing your story. I just really appreciate it.
Of course.